Senate Bill 11, an act to permit the fencing of certain lakes, ponds, and sloughs for the containment of livestock.
Senate Bill 11 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 11, for those who have sat on the Ag Committee, Ag and Natural Resources Committee, has had some long hearings and some tremendous changes. This is a bill that originally came out of the Interim Ag and Natural Resources Committee. It has to do with the ability to fence private property to keep livestock in. The bill started out fairly simple and has grown into a real, I guess I would call it almost a dead Christmas tree at this point, because it has a lot of attachments that aren't necessarily helping the life of the bill or doing what the intent was. And I would just have you, if you would look at the copy that's in the Daily Reader, the first basically 9 plus lines are the original intent of the bill. Then it has had added to it that the fence cannot limit free navigation of navigable watercourses. It has had added to it, it could not limit the right of the public to the enjoyment of the entire lake, which in most cases these aren't lakes. It has a possibility to go in front of the Water Management Board if there is a dispute as to whether or not this fence should be there. And then on the last line, on the first page, line 14, it talks about not applying to meandered lakes, lakes where an ordinary high water mark has been established, or any lake that has a history of public use and access. That by itself becomes a huge problem, because what lakes have that? Is that a use in the last year, the last 2 years, the last 5 years, the last 10, or the last 100? It doesn't say. We've had a lot of things put on this bill that really were not the intents and purposes of the bill. In fact, today laying on your desk, there's another amendment that basically says that if you're going to erect a fence, you've got to make sure that anybody can see it even if they're not looking. And in effect, that's what it does. So I would urge you at this point, you know, it has had a lot of discussion, but I guess I would make the point in talking to it, and folks, it's my bill. It's my bill. But in talking to the bill, I guess I think that we're better off not addressing this issue at this point if we're going to make this kind of a bill out of it. And I think we ought to send it someplace where maybe we could use it again at some point certain, if someone has a need for a bill that would be tabled. There's always that possibility to use a bill in this Senate chamber for an issue that may arise when that need arises. So at this point, I would hope that, and I don't ask you to vote against the bill, but I would hope that if there's a tabling motion, you would vote to table it. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further remarks? Yes, Senator Duxbury.
I move that we table Senate Bill 11.
Is there a second? The motion is to table Senate Bill 11. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, Apa, Bogue, Bros, Brown, Dugard, DeHuick, Dennard, Larry, Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers, Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Senator Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
The motion is received. A majority vote of the members elect, and Senate Bill 11 is thereby tabled.